We answer all sorts of management questions today. Crew, let's ranch it up. Good day, everyone, and thanks for riding with us on this all-new episode of the Ranch It Up Radio Show. I'm Jeff Tigger Earhart. A big thank you goes out to our partners, RanchChannel.com. New semen directories on RanchChannel.com as we speak. Wolf Cattle, Jorgensen Land and Cattle, Transova Genetics, Axiota Animal Health, bringing us Multi-Men and Lactopro, the American Galvey Association, Imogene Ingredients, bringing us Pharmatan, Westway Feed Products, Medora Boot and Western Wear, Allied Genetic Resources and Allied Feeding Partners, LivestockMarket.com, EquineMarket.com, AuctionTime.com, the Tri-State Livestock News, RFD TV, Wrangler, and this fine radio station. So here's the dilemma that Beck and I are in, and I want you to weigh in on this. Share with me the pros and cons. The phone number is 707-RANCH-20. It's 707-726-2420. You can send me a quick text message. You can email ranchitupshow@gmail.com, which, by the way, I encourage you to do that, and I want to see some pictures and some configurations. You're going to know what I'm talking about in just a little bit. We're prowling around social media at Ranch It Up Show. You can send us a Facebook or Instagram message as well. Here's the dilemma, and in fact, I think I've got Beck on the phone. And Beck, can you hear me? I know that you've got some time off, and you're fixing to get on the big boat and head on a little family vacation to Alaska, so can you hear me? Are you on the boat as we speak? Do we still have connection?
I can hear you.
There you are.
And you are catching me right before I get on that cruise ship to, yes, head north to Alaska.
Okay. So I won't keep you long on this. Here is the dilemma that Beck and I have been going round and round and round about for, actually, it's been a few years now. And that is replacing some corrals, and I'm not, in some pens. I'm not talking about crowding areas like by the tub or the alley or the chute or anything like that. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about just like feeding pens and calving pens and different areas. Y'all know where we're going with this, and that is the freestanding panels that they run anywhere, I don't know, depending upon where you're at or what kind of deal you can get. Let's just say $400 up to $500 bucks, right? Those freestanding panels, and people got different styles versus maybe using continuous fence and pushing in drill stems, some pipe into the ground, welding those continuous fence panels. We've been back and forth just like everybody else has on cost versus reward. And my phrase that I've been using lately is the juice worth the squeeze? And, so I know everybody's going to say, T-Man, you want to spend the money. And it's actually kind of a little reverse here. I'm being the one that's holding back on the checkbook. And Beck, you're kind of all in on this. Okay, it's going.
Well, I am all in on this because, first off, I think many of you are like Tigger and I. And so my question to you, Tigger, is how much time do we have to be putting in the labor to set new posts and get that continuous fence put up? Or if you're still going on and go the other route where you're just replacing planks to put up, that all still takes time versus saying buying a panel that you can literally set anywhere.
And here's part of our dilemma with this is, I get it, we maybe should have been doing this long ago and just adding, you know, a few every year so the financial burden isn't so darn big. But heaven forbid we do something that makes sense, right? So now we've got this huge financial burden, and that's where, you know, Beck, you kind of want to pull the trigger on this, and I'm holding back because I'm having a hard time writing that big old check. I'm having a hard time with that. I mean, I get it. Everything you say is right, especially when you say the time that's involved, and especially when you put my dad and I together and we have to sit there and draw everything to scale, and oh my gosh, it's got to go to committee before we can ever make a decision. I understand that, but it's just it's a big financial burden because let's just compare like continuous fence to one of the freestanding panels. They're about a third to a quarter of the cost. I'm just talking, writing a big old check.
I know you're afraid of that big sticker, dollar amount. That's scaring you. But
I'm being German and stubborn, babe. That's what I am.
I know. You need to stop that. I'm trying to stay in the moment and look ahead. You know, innovations have come along where now, yes, we're getting these standalone Corel panels that honestly can be set anywhere. Look at your operation. I look at ours. Sometimes we might have to deal with water sitting in our corrals and we're needing to work cattle and don't have time for them to dry. Now, simply all we got to do is move a few of these standalone panels. And now we're rocking and rolling. And again, this is an investment that you consider you're going to pay for over the longevity of your operation. And if you look there, not just that, the longevity of your operation, you know yourself, Tigger, it's an investment, and I like things that continue to hold value.
Yeah, I get
so
it.
At any time, if you needed to get rid of some of those standalone panels, they're still going to be worth something. You could still sell them and really not get hurt that bad.
So here's some of the questions that I have for y'all out there. If you have redone some of your feeding pans or whatever that is, could you send me some pictures and let us kind of look at them? I'm going more the way with Beck because she's given me permission to spend the money, but especially around, you know, kind of how you have your gate set up. Did you go and actually, you know, cement some pipe in where the gates are, that you have something that is more permanent in that area? And did you just kind of configure your pens around that? I'm just kind of curious of your management styles with this. So when I started out the show and I say, we answer your management questions, half of it is true. Yes, we'll get to that in the second segment. But the other half is help us answer some of our management questions that we have. You can fire an email again, ranchitupshow@gmail.com. You want to text pictures? Great. 707-RANCH20, 707-726-2420. So just, I'm putting you on the spot here. I know you're ready. You just sent me a text message and you said, get on with it. I got to get on the boat. So you are giving me permission to write that monster check and have the panels ready and available when you come home here in a few weeks, that the skid steer is ready, the pallet fork is ready, everything is ready. You're giving me permission, right?
Honey, I gave you permission, I think, a year ago. Now pull the trigger, and I think everyone else is going to be Team Beck on this one.
All right, y'all, there you heard it. Beck gave me permission to spend the dollars on this one. I'm just having a hard time writing the check, but yes, she is right. Listen to Beck. She's the voice of reason, and so have a wonderful time on your vacation, dear. And yeah, maybe you'll see the semi parked in the middle of the yard, and we got all sorts of maybe not so much work coming ahead of us. So we are going to throw it to break. Crew, you're listening to the Ranch It Up radio show. When we come back, we're answering more of your management questions in regards to implants, to implant or not to implant, very specific questions in regards to last week's episode. So we are bringing Dr. Brandon Nuttleman from Merck Animal Health back on the program. We're going to answer those for you shortly. Keep it parked. We'll be right back with the Ranch It Up radio show. Are you looking for the best way to raise healthy, productive beef? Look no further than Westway Feed Products. Westway's liquid supplements support increased forage utilization, efficiency, convenience, and sustainability. With Westway Feed's scientifically formulated liquid feed, your cattle will gain weight faster and stay healthier, ensuring you get the best return on your investment. Visit westwayfeed.com or call 800-800-7517 to learn more. Westway Feed Products, raising the bar in beef production, one supplement at a time.
Should I sell heifers or keep some as replacements? That is a tough question, looking at the prices that these feeder heifers are bringing. Consider upgrading your cow herd, all while providing that extra shot of heterosis. Look no further than Gelby and Balancer Genetics. Discover the cow power with Gelby and Balancer. Gelby and Balancer. Smart, reliable, profitable. Gelby.org.
Attention cattle producers. Boost your herd's trace mineral status with Axiota Animal Health's Multi-Min 90. This injectable solution delivers essential trace minerals known to support cattle health and reproduction. Don't settle for less when it comes to your herd health. Trust Axiota Animal Health to keep your cattle in prime condition. Visit your local supplier or veterinarian to learn more about Multi-Min 90. Multi-Min 90, because healthy cattle mean a healthy bottom line.
Cattle Battle.
Welcome back to the Ranch It Up Radio Show, the most information packed into a 30-minute program that you can find. It's your All Things Ranching newscast, and so glad to be hanging out with each and every one of you. Questions, comments, concerns, criticisms, rants, it doesn't matter. Give us a call or text 707-RANCH-20. That's 707-726-2420. Our email, ranchitupshow@gmail.com, and prowling around social media at Ranch It Up Show, answering your questions about implants. Last week, we posed the question, to implant or not to implant, and we bring back Dr. Brandon Nuttleman, a beef cattle technical services manager for Merck Animal Health, back on the program to dive deeper. Brandon, thanks for coming on the show with us one more time. We had the question thrown at us from two different listeners, actually. Is there a time when not to implement those calves? And in case y'all missed last week's episode, head to our website, ranchitupshow.com, to take that one in. I know last week, Brandon, we talked about the advantages of implanting those calves, but the question was posed, is there a time not to implant?
You know, if you're using the correct implant, and I'll probably come back to that again before we get done this morning, but make sure you use the right implant at the right time. And so make sure you use the approved calf hood implant, stalker implant, and then if you're finishing cattle, use a finishing implant. And if you use the correct implant, then these implants, they only benefit the cattle. They help them grow bigger. And what we're also doing is we're growing red meat. We're growing product that the consumer can consume, and not just, you know, more frame, right? We're increasing red meat yield by using these implants. And what's great about it is, if I'm a rancher and I implant my calves and I sell them at 20 pounds heavier, 20, 25 pounds heavier at weaning time, every data source we have says that the 20 pounds will stick with that calf for the rest of its life. So if I sell it to you and they're 20 pounds heavier because of that implant, that 20 pounds that you bought is going to stay there. There's not going to be a compensatory gain effect where the non-implanted cattle can catch up. Even if you buy them and choose not to implant them, once you get them, the implanted cattle will still be 20 pounds heavier. And so if we look at that from a cow-calf standpoint, they can gain 20 pounds. Again, kind of just using conservative numbers here. So 20 pounds heavier at weaning time. We go to grass with them and they gain another 20, 25 pounds. So say we're at 40 pounds heavier now. When they enter into the feedlot, they're 40 pounds heavier just because of the implants. Then we implant in the feedlot and they gain 125 pounds more with the implant. So we're looking at, 165 pounds extra of body weight just from three implants in these cattle. So when you want to look at that from an environmental sustainability standpoint, we are producing more product with the same number of cows. And I mean, so from environmental sustainability, that's a huge benefit to the environment. It's allowing us to continue to raise a high quality product and let our consumers purchase it at hopefully a cheaper price than what it would be if we had a shortage of beef on the market. So then your question coming back to, is there a time not to implant? The only time I would say that is if you're getting paid not to do it, because the benefits of implanting cattle are there at every production phase. It's safe for the consumer. It's beneficial to the animal. It's beneficial to the environment. So really the only reason you shouldn't implant, in my opinion, is if you're getting paid not to do it.
Brandon, what about those consumers that question the safety of implanted beef?
As people are asking how we're raising these cattle and how the life of this animal was before it became a hamburger or a steak on their plate. The cattle industry in the United States is the best in the world. Our ranchers do the best job out of anybody else in the world raising cattle. It doesn't do us as ranchers any good to not treat our cattle properly. And so as people want more and more information, I think they would be very surprised as to how good of a job we actually do as ranchers. And so it's not that I don't think we need to change our production practices. We just need to help our customers understand how good of a job we do. And it's, I think they'd be very surprised and pleasantly surprised as to how good of a job we do, how much we care about our animals. Yes, we talk about implanting in our production practices to make money, but very few ranchers are doing it for the money. It's the lifestyle. It's the thing that we care about doing. We enjoy raising cattle, and we're proud of our cattle, and we're not going to do anything to harm these animals or to produce a product that we wouldn't eat ourselves. And so our consumers need to feel good about the ranchers in the United States because they do the best job. They produce the highest quality beef, and they produce it the safest of any country in this world.
But I'm going to come back with that and say, you know what? It is very sexy and very appealing for a consumer to go to the meat counter and to see a package of beef that says no growth hormones used. That's very attractive to them, though, Doc. Even though I'm agreeing with everything that you're saying 100%, you know, it comes down to that's very attractive to them because maybe they don't understand as much of the science that goes behind it.
Yep, I know. And it's a marketing claim. I'm not opposed to people buying that product. Right? All beef disappearance is good. And everybody should feel safe when they purchase beef in the United States that it is safe. There's no doubt about that in my mind, that all beef we produce is safe. And if people want to buy one of those program products, by all means, go ahead and do it. I won't ever discredit anybody from buying beef. I don't care if it's grass-fed, organic, conventional, non-hormone treated. I hope they do it with an understanding of what that label actually means.
Dr. Brandon Nuttleman with Merck Animal Health, thank you so much for coming back on the program and answering a few more questions for us. Remember to always consult with your veterinarian before making any changes or additions to the animal health protocol of your operation. You're listening to the Ranch It Up Radio Show, and we will be right back. It doesn't matter about what we're talking about in cow herd management. We know that it all stems from nutrition. And I've been telling y'all about Pharmatan for a number of years now. Pharmatan from Imagine Ingredients, it's the natural way to boost your cow herd's nutrition, to boost your calf's nutrition, get better breed back. And now that we're in breeding season, improve gut health, improve feed efficiency. Isn't it time to give Pharmatan a try? For more information, just head to PharmatanUSA.com.
RanchChannel.com. I'll give you just a few seconds to head there on your phone. RanchChannel.com. Your farm and ranch network on demand. Bull sales, Western events, product information. Right at your fingertips on the ultimate cowboy-friendly platform. Want to follow up-to-date markets? RanchChannel.com. No need to dig for information on all these different websites. It's all right there on RanchChannel.com. Y'all are loving it now, aren't you?
LivestockMarket.com offers all the tools you need for a successful production sale. The easy-to-use online platform makes it super easy to take bids from anywhere in the world. Buyers can place pre-bids and real-time bids, browse your sales catalog, and watch your sale broadcast live. LivestockMarket.com is also the ideal platform for private treaty sales and timed online-only auctions. There's no easier way to find buyers for cattle, horses, sheep, and hay. Sell on your terms today with LivestockMarket.com. Welcome back, everyone, to the Ranch It Up Radio Show. That time in the program, we check in with Kirk Donsbach, StoneX Financial Incorporated, recapping the markets from last week. And so, Kirk, what do you got for numbers for us? What's going on?
Well, good morning, Tigger, and all your listeners out there. Well, start with, man, we are getting some nice rains, and it sounds like it's pretty widespread, so everybody's getting some nice rains. As of Friday, May 16th, August feeder futures closed the week at $297.95. That's down $2.37.5 on the week, with the CME feeder index up 465 at $3.79. That left the basis between May futures and the index at a positive 374. The basis is positive 284 versus August futures. June live cattle closed the week at 212.30. That's down 235 on the week, with cash trading a dollar higher at 220 in the south and 229 to 230 in the north. That left the 5-area weighted average of $1.87 at 226.36. And the basis comparing the 5-area weighted average versus June futures at positive $14.06. That's a very wide positive basis. Choice boxes closed the week up 652 at 352.49. The weekly slaughter was 566,000 head. That's up 7,000 head from last week, but still 31,000 head below the same week last year. Dress weights were down 2 pounds at 875 pounds, which is 24 pounds higher than this week last year. The combination of lower slaughter and higher dress weights has left yearly production down 2.6%. To wrap this up, July corn closed at 443. That's down 6¾ cents on the week. Corn is not far from challenging the life of contract lows at 422. It is concerning for the corn bulls that the funds are net short 85,000 contracts at these lower levels.
Hey, all, Mark Vansey with equinemarket.com. Coming up this Wednesday, May 28th, we have our monthly horse and hay online auction. Bidding opens at just $100, no reserves, all horses will sell. Featured lots include Piper, a bay quarter horse mare, 2021, grade but can be registered, just spent 3 months with the trainer, will lope circles, back, and started moving on leg pressure, stands for the farrier, loads well, she'd make a great barrel or pole horse from Webster Horses in Linden, Tennessee. Gold to be a Red Rock, an AQHA Palomino broodmare, 2010, 16 hands, the kind of pedigree to build your herd on, by Red Buck Watch Joy and out of Howdy Shining Mist. She's got the looks that turns people's head, dappled Palomino and solid confirmation from Cialis Cool Horses in Callaway, Nebraska. A buckskin cross quarter horse filly, coming 4-year-old, peppy bloodline. She's very gentle, but she hasn't been started yet, from Flying Oaks Ranch in Kaw City, Kansas. Storm, a gray Arabian mare. She's 20-plus years old, very gentle, and she's had plenty of spirit and willingness to go. She's a great trail horse. She'll still ride quietly all day, and a handy kid can get on her and go from McCoy Farm in Blair, Nebraska. Featured haylots include 756, that's a full semi-truck load, of small square brome orchard mix bales. Polytwine, excellent horse hay, packed in 21 bale bundles. It's 55 pounds from Nib Agriculture in Union, Missouri. 80 small square prairie grass bales selling on 4 20 bale lots, wire tie, Cobes auction, David City, Nebraska. 30 large square grass bales, 3x3x8, clean bale dry, stored inside from Kendall County Equipment in Otsego, Illinois. 128 large round mixed grass bales, 5x6, net wrap, made in June of 24, never rained on and put upright from Baker Farms in Pittsfield, Illinois. And 42 large round brome orchard mix bales, 4x5, net wrapped, horse quality, never rained on. It's been kept in the barn from Nib Agriculture in Union, Missouri. Bidding opens at just $100 on those horses, and it's currently live, but all the horses are going to sell the morning of Wednesday, May 28th at 10 a.m. Central Time. Do you got a horse to sell? Regular online horse auctions, fourth Wednesday of every month, with hay sales every Wednesday on equinemarket.com and auctiontime.com.
Do you know what separates those who successfully scale their operations from those who don't? Hey, hey, I'm Shay Warner, and I host the Casual Cattle Conversations podcast. Ag lender Thaddeus Tharp shared some key insights into how ranchers and cattle feeders can successfully scale their operations in one of my recent episodes. Here's a little bit of what Thaddeus shares.
Okay, so factors to consider before you scale. So many times, growth happens before the financials are ready. For instance, man, I made good money on that pin of cattle. Next time I'm going to buy three. Well, buying three pins as opposed to one takes a larger equity requirement. It takes a lot more working capital. It takes a lot more equity horsepower to make it work. So don't outgrow your balance sheet and, more importantly, your cash flow ability, working capital situation. Because, you know, if you get within 60 days of getting to the finish line on that pen of cattle and you are flat broke, you don't have any cash to move, that makes for some interesting conversations with your banker, you know. So work with your team on, okay, I want to grow. Can I financially do that? Don't outgrow your working capital. It is really, and that's hard because the market is the driving factor of the working capital. You know, we're tied to the CME and, you know, but did you use price protections to put a floor on there? So, you know, so the board drops back 20, but I'm still selling at 10 over that. Don't outgrow your balance sheet. Definitely don't outgrow your working capital.
Listen to the full story by searching for Casual Cattle Conversations on your favorite podcast player. Happy ranching, folks.
And now that's going to wrap it up for today. A big thanks goes out to our crew, Dr. Brandon Nuttleman with Merck Animal Health, coming back on the program one more time to answer your questions. Kirk Donsbach, StoneX Financial Incorporated, Mark Vanzi with EquineMarket.com, Shay Wanner with Casual Cattle Conversations, the boss lady, Rebecca Wanner, a.k.a. Beck, who gave me permission to use the checkbook. And a big thank you goes out to our partners, RanchChannel.com, Wolf Cattle, Jorgensen Land and Cattle, Transova Genetics, Axiota Animal Health, the American Gelvy Association, Imogene Ingredients, bringing us Pharmatan, Westway Feed Products, Medora Boot and Western Wear, Allied Genetic Resources and Allied Feeding Partners, LivestockMarket.com, EquineMarket.com, AuctionTime.com, the Tri-State Livestock News, RFD-TV, Wrangler, and this fine radio station. And crew, so glad y'all came with us one more time as we ranch it up. Be sure to follow and like us on Facebook at Ranch It Up Show. Our email, ranchitupshow@gmail.com. The phone number you can call or you can text 24/7. That phone number is 707-RANCH-20. That's 707-726-2420. Spread the good word and join us again next week where it's always Tigger and Beck approved. Stay ranchy and ranch it up.